Welcome to this beginner Ableton Lev 12 lesson on making an Amen style ghost note for that sunrise set feeling. We're in drum and bass territory here, specifically the ragga element side of things, and the goal is simple: create a tiny drum detail that feels alive, human, and emotional without taking over the groove. Now, if you've ever heard a break that just breathes, that little bit of extra movement is often coming from micro ghost notes. They're small, but they matter a lot. In Jungle and DNB, these barely there hits can make a loop feel warm, rolling, and full of anticipation. For a sunrise vibe, we want that memory of the Amen break, not a heavy extra snare. Think soft, syncopated, and slightly nostalgic. Let's start by setting the session up properly. Open a new Live 12 set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and name it Amen Ghost. Load drum rack onto that track. For the sound source, keep it beginner-friendly and use a short snare sample or a snare-like slice from an Amen break if you already have one. If you want to be extra clean, trim the sample so it's tight and short, with no long tail hanging off the end. If the sample feels too dry, don't worry, we'll shape it later. The main idea is that this ghost note should feel like part of the break, not like a huge standalone hit. If you already have an Amen loop in another track, you can even duplicate it and isolate just the snare-related slice you want to use as the ghost source. That's a very Jungle way of working. Chop, isolate, and recontextualize. Now make a MIDI clip, either one bar or two bars long. Start placing the ghost note in a spot that supports the break instead of fighting it. Good beginner's spots are just before beat 2, just after beat 4, or on a quiet offbeat between kick and snare. You're looking for that little answer phrase, almost like the drum is responding to itself. Velocity is huge here. This is one of those beginner mistakes that's easy to miss. If the note is too loud, it stops being a ghost note and becomes a second snare. Start around 20 to 45 in velocity. If you want it more noticeable in an intro or breakdown, you can push it a bit higher, maybe 50 to 65. But for that sunrise emotion, less is usually more. Barely there, but still felt. Next, let's bring in some groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing feel. If you have an Amen-style groove in your library, great, use that. If not, a light MPC-style swing can work well too. Keep the groove amount modest, around 10 to 25%. You want the hit to feel human, not sloppy. If you prefer manual tining, nudge the note slightly late for a laid-back feeling, or slightly early if you want a touch of nervous energy. In DNB, those tiny timing moves can completely change the vibe. Now let's shape the sound. Add EQ8 after the sample or instrument. Start by high-passing somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so the ghost note doesn't mess with the low end. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut in the 300 to 600 Hz range. If you want a little more snap, try a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz. Don't overdo it. The point is clarity, not harshness. After that, add saturator for some light harmonic weight. A little drive goes a long way here, maybe 1.5 to 4 dB. If needed, turn on soft clip. If the hit feels too sharp or thin, you can also try drum bus, but keep it subtle. A small amount of drive, and maybe a slight reduction in transients if the click is too hard. We're going for warm texture, not a big aggressive snare slam. Now for the emotional part, space. Add reverb, but keep it controlled. A short decay, somewhere around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, and a little pre-delay, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds, can give the note some air. Keep the wet amount low, around 5 to 15%. If the reverb gets muddy, high-pass the low end and trim some top with EQ. The whole point is to make the ghost note feel like it lives in the same world as the break, not like it's floating in a giant wash. Now play it with the main break and the bass. This is the real test. In drum and bass, you always want to check how the rhythm sits in context, because something that sounds perfect solo can get annoying once the full groove is moving at 174 BPM. Lower the ghost note until you almost miss it when it's muted. That's a good sign. If you can hear it clearly as a separate snare every time, it's probably too loud or too bright. Make sure it doesn't clash with your sub or bass line. High pass it enough that it stays out of the low end, and listen carefully in the 1 to 4 kHz range if your bass is busy there. The ghost note should support the groove, not fight for attention. It's like seasoning. You should notice the effect, not the ingredient. Now let's make it more musical through arrangement. A really effective trick is to automate the ghost note's volume, reverb send, or filter cutoff over the track. In a sunrise intro, keep it very low and filtered. As the build grows, bring it forward a little. In the first drop, let it sit behind the snare as a subtle emotional detail. Then, if you want contrast later on, pull it back again in a heavier section. That contrast matters a lot. A sunrise-style ghost note works best when it appears in only a few bars and then disappears. That absence makes the return feel stronger, so don't feel like it has to play all the time. Use it like a little narrative device inside the groove. If you want more ragga flavor, try turning the ghost note into a tiny answer phrase. Duplicate the note and make a two-note or three-note pattern. Give each hit a slightly different velocity, maybe 30, then 22, then 38. Place the second hit in a syncopated spot, like it's answering the main snare. That call and response energy is classic jungle, and it gives the rhythm a conversational feel. Here's a pro tip. If the idea is working, try resampling it. Route the ghost note to a new audio track and record it. Once it's printed, you can trim it tighter, fade the tail, reverse a copy, or use it as a transition element. In DNB, resampling a tiny drum idea can turn it into a really useful arrangement tool. It also gives the sound a more finished, recorded character. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the ghost note too loud. Second, don't leave too much low end in it. Third, don't ignore timing. Even a tiny off-grid move can help the break breathe. Fourth, don't drown it in reverb. And fifth, always test it with the bass and main break playing together. If you want to push it a little further, try this simple practice challenge. Build three versions of the ghost note at 174 BPM. Make one ultra-subtle version, one emotional sunrise version, with a little more room and gentle saturation, and one ragga answer phrase with two or three hits and different velocities. Then loop each one with the break and bassline. Listen quietly and normally. Choose the one that still feels good when it's barely audible. That's the version that's really working. So remember the big idea here. An Amen-style ghost note is not about volume. It's about timing, feel, and restraint. In Sunrise DNB, keep it soft, warm, and a little airy. Use Ableton stock tools, trust your ears, and let the break lead. Tiny rhythmic choices like this can be the difference between a loop that feels flat and a groove that feels legendary. Alright, set your clip up, place that ghost note, and let the rhythm breathe. That's the magic.